efforts are underway to review the Children's Act to conform with the International Labour Organization Convention. The review will enable society to build capacity to keep a close eye on children and ensure protection and basic human rights. The Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, E.T. Mensah, announced this in Accra at the launch of the West African Network for the Protection of Children and Young Migrants. A report by Mary Atule.
The Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, E.T. Mensah, said, for the past few years, Ghana has taken important steps to ensure the holistic protection and promotion of children's rights and well-being. This, he said, has been done through legislation, policies and other initiatives. Mr. Mensah said, foremost among these is Article 28, Section 2 of the Basic Law of the Land, which states that every child has the right to be protected from engaging in work that constitutes a threat to their health, education or development. In a message, the Deputy Minister of Women and Children Affairs, Hajia Garibaboya, said, child protection is gradually becoming an issue of concern to many stakeholders because of its link with a number of child rights violations, which expose them to child labor, child trafficking and violence. She said the situation is worsened in the case of child migrants because of their age. They face additional challenges, unlike adult migrants. Hadia Boya mentioned that some Ghanaian families have unknowingly sent their children to work under abusive conditions in fishing villages, believing that their children will be treated well and provided with vocational skills. Hadia Boya said, such children are usually denied essential services and support for their holistic development.
Mary Atule reporting.